climate change requires modern civilization to retool away from the production of greenhouse gases. Moving from oil-based transportation, agriculture, and power generation may be the most expensive project of all time. Our next speaker, Bruce Gagnon, warns the U.S. military-industrial complex has another plan. They are working to pour trillions of dollars into the domination of space instead. Here is Bruce Gagnon's presentation to the Global Greens Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on May 2, 2008. The title is Climate Change Impacts on Peace.
My name is Bruce Gagnon. I live in the state of Maine in the United States. And I work for an organization called the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. I'm going to talk about the impacts of climate change on peace. A recent U.S. military report called Transforming the Way the Pentagon Looks at Energy says that in order to ensure a reliable source of oil for the long term, the military will increase its efforts to maintain control over foreign sources. Soaring global demand for diminishing resources means strong international competition in the coming years. Global power, the Pentagon says, will reside in the hands of those who control the distribution of declining natural resources. One way to keep control of the global economic system, the Pentagon says, is by holding the keys to the world's economic engine, which of course is predominantly oil. During the two terms of the Bush administration, George W. Bush has doubled military spending. The U.S. military now controls just over 50% of every federal tax dollar. The United States Congress is now sharply cutting remaining social programs, public education funding, and environmental programs. To fund the occupation of Iraq and the U.S. war in Afghanistan, the U.S. government is now spending more than $14 billion a month. The U.S. now spends more on military than the rest of the entire world combined. The Republicans and Democrats are partners in funding and promoting the U.S. military empire that now consists, that is now made up of more than 750 bases around the world. The weapons corporations in the United States are now giving more campaign donations, more money, to the Democrats than they are to the Republicans. The two Democratic presidential contenders today, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, both have pledged to expand the U.S. military by adding more soldiers and by rebuilding a new generation of weapons. And now the weapons industry wants to move the arms race into space. Weapons corporations say that weapons in space, what we call Star Wars, will be the largest industrial project in the history of the planet Earth. So expensive that the United States by itself cannot pay for it alone. And so the United States is now bringing its allies into the new space weapons arms race. Many European countries are beginning to participate, Japan, Australia, and others. The Pentagon tells us that because of corporate globalization of the world economy, every country will have a different role. The Pentagon says that in the United States, we will no longer have traditional industries. We will no longer make cars and shoes and clothing. Our job, the Pentagon says, under corporate globalization in the U.S., will be security export. Security export means endless war to benefit the corporate interests. Today, the United States is beginning to surround Russia with the help of an expanding NATO. Why does the United States want to surround Russia? Well, it's because I would submit that Russia has the world's largest supply of natural gas. And they are one of the leading suppliers to the world of oil. The United States is now trying to deploy so-called missile defense bases in Poland, interceptors, missile defense interceptors in Poland, and a space warfare radar system in the Czech Republic. This is part of the program to surround and control Russia in the coming years. We need green parties from Poland and from the Czech Republic and from throughout Europe to speak louder opposing this plan of the United States to deploy so-called missile defense systems in Central Europe. The United States today is also beginning to surround China. With the help of a military alliance with Japan and South Korea. The Washington Post newspaper several years ago reported that the United States will now manage China by surrounding them. The United States today, the military, is deploying so-called missile defense systems throughout the Asian Pacific region, creating a new expensive arms race. And in fact, the Pentagon has a new command called the Space Command. And the Space Command's job is to put weapons in space. For the past several years, the Space Command has been wargaming, computer wargaming, a first strike attack on China set in the year 2016. And in that first strike attack, the United States launches a new technology. It's called the military space plane that can fly from one end of the earth to the other in 1 minute and drop an attack on China. Today, space technology coordinates all warfare on the earth below. The United States is now preparing an attack on Iran. It is demonizing Venezuela. And it has just created a new command called AFRICOM, the Africa Command. And they predict that we will be fighting in Africa 20 years from now. Everyone acknowledges that the United States is a major contributor to global warming and that life must change dramatically in the United States. But where will the massive investment that is needed for solar, wind, public transportation, conservation, where will that investment come from in the United States when our country is planning endless war? In fact, if the United States successfully draws Russia and China, the European Union, and Japan into a new arms race in space, how will any of our societies afford the kind of alternative technology development that we need to avoid the global energy crisis? Global Greens must make a unified demand for the conversion of the global war machine. We know that the conversion of the global war machine will create more jobs than we currently get from military spending. And we know if we do not convert the global war machine, the future generations will suffer even more. Let me conclude by saying this. In the proposed 21-point declaration, I would like to comment on point number 20. I believe that two key items must be added to point number 20. The first is a statement is needed calling for the prevention of an arms race in outer space. What the Pentagon, what the military says, will be the largest industrial project in the history of the entire planet Earth. And secondly, there must be a specific call for the conversion of the global war machine in the declaration so that we can have a global budget resource that can be used to dramatically and quickly deal with climate change. The Native Americans, the Indians in my country, say that there is a sacred hoop, a sacred circle that has been broken today. It is our job to heal the sacred circle. Political power means nothing if we don't show the determination to stop the madness of endless war and to successfully deal with climate change. Thank you very much.
You have just heard a presentation to the Global Greens Congress in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on May 2, 2008. The speaker is Bruce Gagnon, a longtime activist against the weaponization of space. The website for his organization, the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space, is www.spaceforpeace.org. That is space, the number 4, peace.org.